Mark Nolan on Excite Radio.
Now the question is, how secure is your password? We're talking primarily about internet connections, email, banking, anything really that's on the internet, but it could be relevant for everything. With so much emphasis on cybersecurity, it's often easy to forget such memorable notions concerning the weakest link or the Achilles heel. But when it comes to protecting our data, it's often those little matters that let us down, the ease of our chosen passwords. Never write passwords down is something that many have had drummed into them for some time, although computer security experts are less convinced that this is a solution to protecting our data, as the likelihood of somebody breaking into our homes to try and find our little password book is a lot slimmer than the chance of a hacker working it out for themselves. An example of this is the annual report from Splash Data, which lists the most common passwords being used in 2014, which looks remarkably similar to the previous years, I have to say, thus showing that little has really changed. Hopefully your password is not on the list. If it is, I might well be revealing it now, because based on a leaked list of 3.3 million passwords, top of the list is 123456, the same as was number one in 2013. In second place, what bizarrely you might think, is the word password, because of course no hacker would assume the obvious, would they? The number two positioned word was also the same as last year. In third place was 12345. Fourth was 123456789, and in fifth place, the most commonly used password in 2014 was QWERTY. Although we perhaps now ought to apologise once again if I've revealed your password, but it's probably a good time to change it. The whole list of passwords, the top 25, is available on the website www.theleader.info. And don't try and hack it, the password there is secure, by the way. But one piece of advice is to not use things like pet names, elements of your home address, either current or previous, such as hometowns or birthplace. Don't use family names, favourite colours, or anything that's particularly obvious. The reason for this is not only due to the common use of words, but the countless games played on the internet, where it's seemingly harmless fun to make up your spy name, for example, by combining your first pet and the town of your birth, as revealing that you're known as Snowy Birmingham in a fake espionage world automatically reveals two potentially important pieces of data and your passwords, should you've decided to take that route of protection and have or Birmingham as a password. There's lots more tips on the website www.theleader.info, and I have to say my personal favorite password of 2014 is simply "Let me in."
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.